Welcome to Master Your Relationship Mind Drama, teaching you how to manage your mind so that you can create relationships you love. And now, here's your host, certified relationship coach and expert in all things love, friendship, and mind drama, Rebecca Orr.
Hi guys, how is everyone doing? I can't believe it, but there is only a couple of weeks left of my current round of my group coaching program. So it's a 12-week program and we're now on week 10, going into week 11. And it is honestly flown by. It is crazy. And then I'll have a little break in between the next round, which will begin in May. And it's strange. It always is so bittersweet because each round I meet such amazing people and form connections with them, and I get to see them grapple with the tools and the concepts and learn and grow. And then we have to say goodbye, and it's really sad. But at the same time, it's exciting because I get to meet new faces in the next round and start the process all over again. So that's where I'm at right now, feeling a little bit bittersweet. And for those of you interested in the group coaching program and want to know more about it, stay tuned until the end and I will give you all the details then. But for now, let us dive into today's episode. So today's topic is something that is basically the bread and butter of what I'm helping you do as a coach. And it's what I'll be helping you to do if you join the next round of Master Your Relationship Mind Drama, which is think and feel differently. So if you're not new to this podcast, you already know the drill here, that our thoughts are what create our feelings, that drive all the actions we take and how we show up in our relationships, and our actions are what create all of the results in our lives. So our thoughts are pretty damn important. So if you're new to this podcast, welcome. There's a little crash course on what we're talking about here and why managing your mind and your thoughts is so, so important. Because most of us are wandering around the planet just reacting to the sentences, the thoughts that our primitive brains are offering to us, thoughts that aren't true, thoughts that aren't useful and don't help us create the results that we really want to create, thoughts that don't help us create the amazing connected relationships with our partner that we want to have, thoughts that make us feel terrible within our friendships or within our family relationships, thoughts that are incredibly painful and that can cause so much unnecessary disconnection and suffering in our relationships. But no one ever teaches us that we can actually stop, reflect on our default thinking, and then choose intentionally what we want to think on purpose. And I honestly think that they should teach us this in school because it is an amazing life skill that everyone needs to know about. So in this episode, I want to help guide you through the process of firstly, identifying the thought that you might want to change, and secondly, actually changing it and finding a new, better thought, a thought that feels more intentional and helps you get the results that you want to get. So let's just dive straight in. First things first, you have to identify the problem thought, the thought that is causing the problem. So where I often see people going wrong with this is they notice they're in emotional pain in some way, or maybe they notice that they're taking some actions or they have a behavior that they don't really like. And so they want to feel better or they want to change their behavior in some way, but they don't actually realize what the thought is that's driving those feelings and behaviors in the first place. So let's say they notice they keep feeling anxious and insecure when their partner goes on nights out. And then maybe they act in ways that they don't like when they feel that way. Maybe they have a go at their partner or they make passive aggressive comments. So what they need to do is change their thinking to feel more secure. But before they can do that, they have to really understand the thought that is creating the current feeling and behavior. You have to really understand the problem in order to change it. So how you can do this is first get clear on the facts that your brain believes is the problem. So write them down. So maybe it's, my partner is going on a night out on Saturday with friends. Those are the facts that maybe your brain believes is a problem. Then I want you to ask yourself these three questions. So what? Why is this a problem? What am I making this mean? Asking these questions and writing down what comes up is going to help you to identify the problem thought, the thought that you need to change in order to change the way you feel. Now, if you're trying to change a behavior of yours and you're unsure why you keep doing a certain thing, a certain behavior, you need to kind of work this backwards. So you remember me saying that thoughts create our feelings that drive our actions. Well, if you know what the problem action is, so you know what the action is you want to stop taking, maybe you want to stop being passive aggressive, or you want to stop questioning your partner the minute they walk through the door, or you want to stop checking your partner's Instagram account, you have to first consider, okay, that's my action. What is the feeling that I'm having when I act that way? What's the emotion in my body that I'm feeling? And then what is the thought that I'm thinking that makes me feel that emotion? See how we're kind of working it backwards? And that will again show your brain what the problem thought is, the thought driving all of that behavior. And if you're unsure if thinking a certain way is in fact a problem, ask yourself, how does this thought make me feel? And how am I likely to act when I feel that way? Is this going to serve me or isn't it? What results am I likely to create from thinking this way? For example, I had a client once who had a thought about her boss. The thought was, my boss is a control freak. And whenever she thought this, she felt very angry and judgmental, obviously. And her action was to bitch about her boss and be on red alert for all the signs that her boss was trying to micromanage her. So she was reading into situations, looking at everything through that lens. And she felt really miserable every single day at work. She also would stop trying to take initiative at work because her brain kept telling her, well, what's the point? She's a control freak, so she's never going to let you do anything like that. So she was actually stopping herself from creating opportunities for autonomy and independence. This thought was completely not serving her. It was not helping her create the kind of experience at work that she really wanted to have. So that thought was not useful. So ask yourself that, does this thought serve me? And if it doesn't, that's reason enough to consider an alternative. Okay, step two. You need to then check for any deeper level thoughts that might need to be addressed. For example, you could have the thought, my friend is being rude, when the circumstance is that she hasn't texted you back, maybe for a few hours or whatever. But that isn't actually the deeper level thought that's causing your pain. And I did some training with one of my favorite teachers, Carol Lowenthal, and she taught me this amazing question to help you get under the layer and find that deeper level thought. So the question she asked was, if your initial thought is true, so what? So if it is true that your friend is rude, so what? What are you making that mean? Why would that be a problem? Because usually what's underneath that thought is, it means she doesn't care about me. It means I'm not likable enough or interesting enough. And those are the thoughts you're going to need to challenge in order to feel better. Coaching yourself on whether to think she's rude or not won't be as powerful as coaching yourself on what you make her behavior mean about you and your likability. And that's what's actually causing you the pain. So to check for deeper, painful thoughts, ask yourself these questions. If my surface level thought was true, then what? So what? What would that mean? What am I making this situation mean about me? And when in doubt, keep asking your brain, so what? So what? So what? So what? Keeping on asking that will keep peeling back the layers. And it may just lead you to a thought that you didn't even know you had, but that's creating a lot of pain. For example, one of my clients has an ex who is now dating someone new, and her brain kept offering her the thought, he prefers her to me. Now, we have no idea if that thought is true or not, but of course it's a possibility that he does prefer his new partner to his ex. Since he is now with this new partner, he maybe does believe that this person is a better match for him than my client was. Who knows? That could totally be true. So a better question for my client to ask herself was, okay, so what if that is true? Rather than trying to change her thought to believe that her ex secretly prefers her and wants her back, which again, we have no idea if that's true, she needed to understand why, if it was true that he preferred his new partner, why that would be a problem. What would it mean about her if he does think this new woman is more attractive or more interesting, or that he has more in common with her? And what that questioning led my client to was the thought, if he prefers someone else, it means I'm not good enough or attractive enough. And then bingo, that was the thought that she needed to challenge. That was the thought she needed to change. Why one man having a preference for someone else would mean something about her entire enoughness or her entire attractiveness in general. which is such a common thought error, by the way. I coach so many of my clients on this idea that if someone prefers someone else to us, it means that we aren't good enough. So that's one that comes up for a lot of people. Okay, so once you've discovered the thought creating your pain, you have to spend some time questioning the problem thought. All of my clients want to skip this step. They want to just quickly escape the pain that they're in and find a new thought that feels 10 times better. And so they rush and they just try and jump to a nicer feeling thought without really slowing down to challenge their original thinking. And so usually their new thought doesn't stick, or they even struggle to come up with a new thought because they've not slowed down enough to really understand where their brain is at and poke some holes in their logic and kind of loosen their brain's grip around that current thought. So spend some time with the unintentional thought. Get curious about it. Imagine it's on the witness stand in a courtroom and you're the prosecution lawyer. Interrogate the thought. Try and look at it from all angles. I'm going to be offering a freebie in a few weeks that's going to be a really comprehensive questioning your thoughts cheat sheet that's going to give you tons and tons of questions to help you probe and poke holes in your ways of thinking. So stay tuned for that. I'll let you know when and where you can download it from. But to get you started in the meantime, ask yourself these questions and feel free to pause and write down these questions so that you have them to hand whenever you do your own thought work. Is that really true? How might it not be true? What else could be true? What is my brain not considering when it tells me this? What evidence might it be ignoring that suggests the opposite is true? What would someone who had the opposite thought be believing? Would I believe this was true for someone else in the same situation? Why or why not? Would I believe this about a loved one, someone I cared about? Does thinking this way serve me? And what would my higher self or future self, whichever you prefer and resonates more, what would they say about this? Writing out these kinds of questions and literally writing out the answers helps you walk your brain through finding other alternatives. It shows your brain that the way you were currently thinking about it is just one option. So don't skip this step. It's so, so important. Okay, so time for the fun part. Brainstorming new thoughts. We have to brainstorm new thoughts and see how they feel when we think them. And I remember one of my teachers, I can't remember who it was now, but she said to think of trying on new thoughts like trying on new clothes. What I like and feels good to me might not feel good to you. So just like trying on a new dress or a new pair of jeans, you have to try it on and see if it's a fit for you and see how it feels. Different thoughts are going to create different feelings in your body. Different sentences will create completely different emotional sensations in your body. And even changing the slight wording of a thought can massively change the way it feels in your body. Remember, if you don't believe a thought, it's not going to create any emotional shift in your body. And the goal here is to find thoughts that feel better when you think them. Thoughts that create more of the emotion that you really want to create. So thinking thoughts that you don't believe won't do anything, because they won't create any kind of emotion in your body. So the idea is to try out thinking different thoughts until you find one that feels even 10% better than your current negative thought. You can maybe go more positive than that, and that's great, but even 10% less shitty is still a good step forward. You should also use the answers that you came up with when you were questioning your current thought to help you come up with new thoughts to think. Remember, it's important that your new thought actually addresses the problem thought. For example, if your problem thought is, my partner not initiating sex means I'm unattractive, then practicing the thought, my partner shows they love me in lots of other ways, is likely not going to make you feel any better. Because while yes, that thought may be true, you're not addressing the fact that you're basing what you think about yourself and your attractiveness on whether they're in the mood for sex or not. So consider, how would I love to feel about this situation? What might someone who really felt that emotion in this situation be believing? Write down everything your brain comes up with. So for example, if you want to feel secure, ask yourself, what would someone who felt secure in themselves be thinking right now? What would they be believing about themselves? Or if you want to feel confident, what would someone who felt confident be believing or calm? Look at the problem thought and ask yourself, what could I possibly believe that takes me even slightly away from this thought being true? Again, use the answers you came up with when you were questioning the thought to help guide you here, and make sure your new thought really addresses that problem thought. Another way you can brainstorm new thoughts is to think about the result that you're trying to create. So if what you're trying to create is a really connected relationship with your partner, or a really calm, loving conversation with a friend, or maybe it's a really great presentation at work, or you want to really create an amazing work day for yourself, whatever it is, whatever the goal is, consider, okay, if that's the goal, how would I need to show up to make that happen? What actions would I need to take? What would I need to do or not do? And then consider, how would I need to feel to create that, to do those things? What emotions would I want to drive me in order to create that result? How would I need to be feeling? And what thoughts might I need to be believing to help drive that? That's another really great way to help you brainstorm new thoughts that you want to start embodying and practicing yourself. And as you brainstorm, notice how each thought makes you feel. If one doesn't really resonate or feel believable, that's okay. Just like you're trying on jeans, if one feels a little bit too tight or doesn't really suit you, just throw it out. Try out another. Remember, it really is like trying on clothes. You might need to try on lots of different options before you find one that feels like a good fit. And if you're struggling to find thoughts that feel believable, you're likely aiming for thoughts that are maybe a little bit too positive. Thoughts that sound more like positive affirmations that you'd maybe read on Instagram quotes or see sewn into cushions. And while there's nothing wrong with those kinds of phrases, remember, thoughts have to be believable to your brain for them to create any kind of emotional impact. So if your brain isn't ready to believe, I'm worthy and valuable no matter what, then practicing thinking that thought isn't going to be useful. It's probably just going to piss you off. It would be like me practicing the thought, I'm an alien from Mars. I won't suddenly wake up and believe that if I say that to myself every single day for a month. So consider, what might be a more neutral sounding thought? And here's some tips on how you can maybe create those thoughts that sound a little bit more neutral. One is opening the thought with, it's possible, or I'm open to believing. So for example, it's possible my partner can love me and not share my texting habits. Or my partner can love me and not think about texting in the same way that I do. Or maybe I'm open to believing that my partner's sex drive is a reflection of their brain in that moment and not my attractiveness. Or I'm open to believing that I can be attractive and my partner can just not be in the mood for sex tonight. Another is holding two things as true at the same time. So rather than thinking I'm insecure and too needy, maybe you could go to, sometimes I feel insecure and sometimes I feel confident. See how you're holding two things true at the same time. Or maybe it's sometimes I'm great at my job and sometimes I make mistakes. Again, it's just a more balanced, neutral view. You're not jumping to I'm amazing at my job and everything's great. You're saying sometimes I'm great at my job, sometimes I make mistakes. And if you're working on your thoughts about yourself and your body, getting super neutral and facty can be really useful. I did this a lot when I was working on my body image thoughts. So instead of things like my stomach is disgusting, you could try I have a human stomach, or these are my arms, something like that. Again, not all thoughts are going to resonate with your brain. That's okay. Your job is just to play around until you create and find a thought that does feel better and believable to you. Then your job is to practice them over and over. It's no good to just come up with a new thought and then never think it again. You have to keep intentionally thinking it over and over on purpose, not just when you're triggered, but proactively, even when you're not in that particular situation or feeling triggered by it. Practice thinking that thought and imagine yourself in that situation that you'd love to be believing that thought in, and allow yourself to really feel that shift in your emotion. Think of it like a mental dress rehearsal. And the more you think a thought, the stronger the neural pathways will become in your brain, which means it will start to become your brain's default and habit way of thinking. I also want to say that while you're in the process of repeatedly practicing your new thought, your old thought is still going to want to come up, and it's still going to be your brain's default, still going to be your brain's habit thought. And that's okay. My clients often do this. They make the appearance of their old thought mean something terrible has happened, that they're not doing it right, that something's gone wrong, their thought work isn't working. But remember, your brain works through repetition. So right now, you've repeatedly thought your old thought a hell of a lot more times than the new baby thought that you just came up with moments ago. So don't make the appearance of the old thought be a sign that anything has gone wrong or a reason to panic. Just notice it and redirect your brain to your new intentional way of thinking, your new intentional thought. And the more you think this way, the more natural it's going to become. And soon it will be your brain's default and automatic way of thinking in whatever the situation is or about whatever that subject matter is. Doing this work honestly changed my life, and I'm going to be teaching you how to properly use and apply these thought work tools to your own life in my 12-week group coaching program, Master Your Relationship Mind Drama. So if right now you feel like it all sounds good and it logically makes sense, but you're struggling maybe with challenging your own default thoughts or coming up with alternative things to think, this is where having the guidance of a coach is going to be really powerful for you. I definitely wouldn't be where I am now without the help of some brilliant coaching minds helping me see my blind spots and coach me through them. The next round of my group coaching program is in May, and when I open the doors, there'll be a 10% off discount available for the first 24 hours. So I'm going to put the link for the waitlist in the information section of the episode. So I highly recommend that you go and get yourself on the list. This round has been amazing, and the next round is going to be even better. So you do not want to miss it. And if you have any questions about it at all, you're wondering if it's for you, my email address is also in the show notes in the information part of this episode, or come and find me on Instagram and ask me any questions at all. And as always, if you are loving this podcast, please could you do a little something for me? Could you go and give it a rating on whatever platform it is that you're listening from? That would mean the absolute world to me, and it will just help me to keep reaching more and more people and spreading the word of this work. I hope you all have lovely weekends, and I will speak to you all next week. Bye.
If you're loving this podcast, you can also hang out with Rebecca on Instagram and TikTok at Rebecca Orr Coaching. Don't forget to sign up to her email list for exclusive freebies and for more information on her one-to-one and group coaching programs.